Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors. Online at sportingjournalradio.com.
All right, welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com and by demand, and subscribable to the podcast in iTunes. Coming up this week, we're going to talk to Doug Lear from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department to find out what's going on in North Dakota's outdoor world. They've got the results back from last year's deer hunt. We'll talk numbers and just how big the harvest was in North Dakota. Also, Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort will talk about ice conditions on Devil's Lake and how the fishing has been and what you can be doing if you want to get in on some of this bonus time late ice fishing on Devil's Lake for those jumbo perch, and the walleye fishing's been really good as well. Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods will talk about how much ice is on Lake of the Woods, and we'll get a Birchdale access report and find out how the Rainy River is sitting right now. Jamie Dittman will weigh on that as well. He's a fishing guide in the Brainerd Lakes area. We'll talk Brainerd a little bit. We'll talk Rainy River with him. And he just did some snowmobile racing for the first time in 10 years. He pulled a snowmobile out of his garage, hasn't run in 10 years. How do you think he did with that snowmobile? Where do you think he finished? We'll find out coming up. But first, we're in the hotel room with Tony Crotty here on Sporting Journal Radio. Normally, we're in the truck, but we're on a little bit of a break right now as we're guiding spring snows in South Dakota. And Tony, we talked about it a lot last week. And if you missed last week's show, we talked about just some of the, I don't like to use the word grind when it comes to something like this. I think that word gets overused quite a bit. It's a grind, man. We're grinding out here, but it is a grind. This snow goose deal is a grind, and this year has been tough here in South Dakota.
Yeah, it really has. We've been down here in the same hotel room 20 days, and we've been in the same area, and like you say, grinding them out. It's been kind of a slow, steady trickle this year. We've been pretty slow, and that has to do with a lot of storms and a lot of weather and a lot of oddball wind and stuff like that this year, just slowing everything down. So yeah, grind is a good word for it. I hate that word, but it is a good word for it.
Right. And normally, you know, we'll start in southern South Dakota and follow the migration up. But man, since North Dakota's been covered in snow and ice and you know, I mean, feet of ice on some of those lakes up in North Dakota, it's those adults, they'll fly up there. It's like they've gone into North Dakota once or twice and they turn around and they're like, this is still winter up here. Let's go back south. And you know, it's been documented hunting adults is tough to do. And we just keep getting stuck with those adults. As soon as we think they're gone, they come back in. They come back to us and we end up hunting some adult birds. But it's been like watching a ping pong match, watching the adults go back and forth over us so far this year.
Yeah, it really has. And you know, the crazy part is where we're at right now and time wise in March, we're usually 3.5-4 hours north of here, and we're usually drying up on birds. So yeah, where we normally are hunting on this time of the year on a normal year, they still have snow on the ground.
Yeah, so
that goes to show.
Oh man, and more snow in the forecast. You know, 30 degree high temps in some areas this weekend. I remember listening to somebody on the radio in South Dakota, one of the South Dakota radio stations, and they were talking about, I think we finally turned the corner. Spring is finally here. We have days of 50 degree temperatures in the forecast. That's what he sounded like, by the way. Hey, all right, everybody. And we had one day of 50 degree temperatures, and then I think 8 inches of snow after that. So I don't think we've turned the corner quite yet. And then with the weather this weekend, I don't know. You know, it was on Thursday. We thought it was going to be nice and sunny, and it was okay. It was kind of overcast, but it was cold that morning. The feels like was 16, and we didn't see a big pushback by adults by any means, but we had small flocks of adults pushing back south again. I mean, it's almost April. Heck, a couple of years ago, Tony, we were done hunting snow geese by this time. It's been an interesting year here, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really has. I wish we, you know, we could stay out here and hunt until dang near May 1st.
September?
You know, yeah. Yeah, we could go, you know, well up into May in South Dakota, if not into North Dakota. It's going to be a crazy year. There's still a lot of birds south. And like you said, yeah, they've been playing ping pong back and forth. And, you know, they're not, the pattern with these birds this year is just non-existent. Why we see birds today heading south makes no sense at all. But yet they are, and here we are talking about it.
Yeah, I wish we weren't. Really. Right? Tony Crotty, our guest from Mid-Migration Outfitters on Sporting Journal Radio, talking about the spring snow goose migration. You know, and the cool thing about it, there's a couple of cool things about it, but one of the really cool things about this slowed migration is I always enjoy watching the other waterfowl that come up with it, the ducks and the Canada geese, the white-fronted geese. And we're sitting, we got our spread on a pond right now, so we got a water spread. And it's just been absolutely bombarded by ducks. So the amount of pintails, I know biologists said that the number of pintails have been coming back up. They think we'll go back up to 2 pintails, what, next season or whatever it is. We've been just covered up in pintails. And we sat there the other day, Tony, and counted, I think, 14 different waterfowl species that we'd seen 20 yards away from us in that water this year, and they're all colored up for spring, and they're buzzing right over the decoys. They're not pressured, so they come right over. Half the time we're sitting up in our blinds, and they come right over so close you can reach out and touch them, and it's just a really neat experience.
It really is. It's one of the coolest parts about the spring, minus being able to shoot snow geese, is sitting, being able to see that happen. A lot of people, you know, when they go out and they duck hunt in the fall, they'll see pushes of birds moving around, but it's usually birds that they've scouted, and they know what's there. In the springtime, you just never know what's going to happen, never know what's going to show up. And the water spread is definitely something it's a little unique compared to what we've done in years past. It's pretty cool. And if we could ever get some sunshine, we could maybe get some more pictures and video and stuff like that, but it just seems to be cloudy every day.
The weather has just been not in our favor at all. But what do you do? It's March here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, wherever you're listening right now. This is Sporting Journal Radio. We're talking to Tony Crotty, Mid-Migration Outfitters. And one of the other things about spring guiding, spring snow goose guiding, and a lot of people think they want to do it. You talk to a lot, oh man, it just must be great. And you, as the owner of the company and the guy that you know, brings all the gear out, brings the vehicles out, brings the decoy spreads out, there's a reason people hire snow goose guides, because you have to have a lot of stuff, and a lot of it breaks.
Yeah, it's never ending. Some years are different than others. Some years it seems like we can go on the road and everything's fine, and
sure,
stuff should break, but it doesn't. And then there's other years like this year where, you know, it seems like once a week we got something going wrong, something needs to be fixed, and you know, thankfully, the stuff that has gone wrong this year, knock on wood, I know we still got a little time left, but hasn't been anything too
pretty
dramatic.
Simple, yeah.
You know, yeah, it's all been little stuff. But yeah, it's, you got to have a lot of gear. You got to have, you know, guys that are willing to do the work. You got to have the know-how. What is it, 13-hour days, just about, you know, minus lunch sitting in the field, which, you know, people that are listening might say, oh, well, 13 hours in the field shooting snow geese doesn't sound that terrible. But when you do it day in, day out, it gets to be tiring and long, and you're in and out of the same hotel room every night. So it's a whole different world than people think it is.
4 guys and 2 dogs in 1 hotel room. Not everybody showers every day.
Nope.
I'm just saying. I haven't shaved since before we left 3 weeks ago, by the way. So I'm glad this is radio and not television right now. We got some time left. In fact, we got openings next weekend, Wednesday through Sunday, this week, I should say, this Wednesday through Sunday, we got openings in our spread for guys that want to come do some goose hunting, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely. Wednesday through Sunday, we're going to be making a shift north. That's where we're going right now. You guys are going to be down here shooting juvies. We're shifting north, anticipating the flight next week, and if anybody wants to get out for that last minute juvie flight, they just need to get hold of us.
It's like ice fishing right now. It's almost bonus time, and it's bonus time in South Dakota to shoot snow geese. And a lot of people are saying, well, some of the big masses of adult birds, we should be in North Dakota. And those aren't birds that you really want to chase. Those birds have seen a decoy spread. They're real tough. We're into the young birds down here. So if you want to come out and hunt with us next week, you can do that. Just about a minute and a half left here with Tony Crotty from Mid-Migration Outfitters on Sporting Journal Radio. Tony, if guys want to come out next week and hunt with us, do you give them a discount if they know how to rewire trailer lights?
Yeah, I could use that. Yeah. We definitely have some wiring that is definitely not up to par, but is still working. So if somebody wants to come out and wire up my entire trailer and truck, I'll give them a free day's hunt.
And that's what we talk about. Yeah, some years, you know, you have no problems. And last year, we did 45 days between Nebraska, South Dakota, and then we fun hunted for a week into North Dakota. We did 45 days straight out here, and I think we, for the most part, we drove our truck, or at least a wheeler, into every field that we went into and didn't have any problems. It was completely bone dry. We haven't had a truck in the field between Missouri and South Dakota. We haven't put a truck in the field yet this year, Tony.
No, we really haven't. And half the fields, we can't even get wheelers into them.
Or out of them.
Right. Or wheeler trailers.
4-hour ordeal the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody else, I was telling that story about getting the wheeler and trailer stuck in the mud out there. And they said, are you in the South Dakota gumbo? It's like cement out there. And I said, that's exactly the way we described it. It was like cement. But we got her out. We shot some birds, and we're not done yet. So, again, some openings next Wednesday through Sunday here in South Dakota if you want to come hunt with us. Tony, where do they go to get more information?
They can go to our website, or they can contact us on Facebook, or shoot me an email, or shoot me a call, or they can get a hold of you.
All the information at midmigrationoutfitters.com. Tony, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up, Doug Lear, Lucas Mertens, Joe Henry, Jamie Dimonet, action-packed Sporting Journal radio show coming your way. Hashtag Radio Voice.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Haybale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Haybale Heights. Visit haybaleheights.com. to book your trip today.
Waterfowl Hunters. Waterfowl Hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters. Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal. Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind. Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com. The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network. I'm Brett Amundson. Jamie Dittman is our next guest here on the radio show. He's a fishing guide in the Brainerd Lakes area and also a second place winner in a recent snowmobile.
I got to say first place now because I did a little. I got a phone call the other day and the sled that beat me wasn't supposed to be in that class.
So first place. Controversy.
Yep.
We've got controversy, shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen.
But still, I was pretty happy with second because it's been a little while since I've been on a sled.
Yeah, so tell me about your snowmobile race, man.
Well, Adam Heron, a friend of ours, called the other night, and he had a snowmobile race the next day. So I pulled my old snowmobile out of the garage. It's been in there for 10 years and got it running and went down there and did a hot lap and ended up with second place and second or first in the feature, and it was a blast to get back out there.
I bet it was. Now, you used to race snowmobiles, right?
Yeah, 10 years ago.
10 years ago. And then, so tell me about the snowmobile that you had in storage for the last 10 years. It literally hasn't run in 10 years?
Nope. It was, it's older than pretty much most of the racers I was racing against. So I was like 10 years older than anybody there.
Wow.
Yeah, well, pulled it out and had to put new fuel lines on it. They all rotted away and got it running, and just felt so good to be competitive again.
What were you racing and where was the race at?
I was racing my old 95 Formula Z Skidoo, and it was down at ERX Motor Park.
Where's that at?
It's down in Elk River, okay. And it's never been there, but all my nephews raced there. And they have snowmobile races. They have core truck racing, side-by-sides, I believe dirt bikes, monster trucks, demo derbies, a 5K run. I mean, they have something every week there.
Really? Cool.
It's a really neat place. Nice heated grandstands with food and a full bar. Just very racer-friendly. Really nice place.
You know, it's funny. I'm impressed and congratulations that you took second place. And now I wish maybe I would have gone, because after our trip to Lake of the Woods, I was going everywhere faster than you were on those Polaris.
You were, always flying by me. I mean, it was just crazy. Like I said, when we went up there, I'm a little competitive.
Yeah, right.
Just don't try to pass me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. All right, Jamie Dimon, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio. He's a fishing guy in Brainerd, too, and I wanted to find out kind of what was going on with fishing right now, because when we spoke, I don't remember, a few days ago, we were starting to talk about ice conditions, because I've been stuck here in South Dakota, and the snow geese are just finally getting to North Dakota. Now, if you remember last year, when North Dakota opened their snow goose season last year, which is around February 17, I think, last year, and that was the first time that they could remember snow geese actually in North Dakota on the opener. And, of course, a couple of snowstorms pushed them back into South Dakota. Well, this year, they didn't get to North Dakota until probably about a month after that. And they're just starting to filter. The adults at Leading Edge push are just starting to get in to southern North Dakota here in this last week because it's cold. And we've talked to guys like Joe Henry at Lake of the Woods. They're still ice fishing and driving out on Lake of the Woods in Devil's Lake, Lucas Mertens, and we'll get updates from both these guys later in the show. But both of them have talked about there being multiple feet of ice, you know, plenty of safe ice yet to drive around on out there. And you even mentioned that Brainerd has got a lot of ice yet.
Yeah, you know, we still have snowpack. We just got 5 inches the other day. That melted because the ground was so warm, but we still have enough snowpack where we're still going to have 36 inches of ice here to 48 up on Lake of the Woods. I mean, they're still driving vehicles out. The accesses are getting bad because of the salt. But, you know, the late icing hasn't really started yet. The crappies are starting to turn on, but there's still so much ice and not enough runoff that we still have time. And like you said, with the years, the past 3 years, we've been up on Rainy River by now.
Yeah, and speaking of accesses, Jamie, I did hear a rumor that some accesses were they were maybe having some problems on Lake of the Woods. I don't have any confirmation of that, but have you heard that at all?
Yeah, you know, all the accesses, the salt has been piling up there, and with this warm weather, it's activating the salt. And if you do go to some accesses, I would suggest just getting off the path as soon as you can.
Yeah, well,
that beaten path.
And talk to a resort up there. I mean, there's going to be so many accesses. There's going to be some that are just fine. I know there's guys out on the lake literally right now that got out there without any issue. But you know, use caution as you normally do this time of year. And then tell Minnesota to stop using salt on their roads. My Silverado would appreciate it if it would stop rusting from all this
or
salt.
What's left of your Silverado?
Yeah,
yes.
My gosh, I need Jamie. You're gonna have to Rhino-line my rockers pretty soon.
Yep.
I think so. Yeah. Go ahead.
The rainy now, you know, Birchdale opened up Monday and I think Frontier will be open today or tomorrow. So that's finally going, but that has a lot to do with opening the dam. And so that's going now. So
right.
You can actually get your boat out.
Right. And we'll get more from Joe Henry about the rainy coming up in a little bit, but you're right, Jamie. Normally, you know, in mid April, I mean, or early April, I guess we usually get up there before the walleye season closes, which is April 14. Are you planning to get up and fish the rainy yet this year?
Yep, I'll be, I don't know if I'll go before this, but I'll be going up on the 9th, and I'll probably be there till the 12th or 14th, 15th.
All right, and you going to try to catch any sturgeon, or is this going to be purely a walleye trip?
I always got to go for sturgeon. I just love them things.
They're fun to catch, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and it's, you know, it's kind of underutilized. It's so much fun to do.
Yeah.
And, especially if you've never gotten one, there's nothing better.
I know walleye guys, they hook into a sturgeon on the rainy, they cut their line because they don't want to deal with it for 45 minutes. But to me, I think that would be fun to hook like you did when we were filming for Northland Outdoors. You caught that 50-some inch sturgeon on walleye gear.
Yeah, and if it just depends how moody he wants to be, if you're going to get him in or not. And that one cooperated a little bit and it helped nothing broke. So
right. Right.
Well, yeah, a lot of Facebook memories popping up this week of the past 3 years up on Rainy.
Isn't it funny how, you know, Facebook, love it or hate it or whatever, it's funny how you see those memories pop up and you think about where we are this year compared to where we were a couple of years ago. You know, I was just telling somebody that I had a memory come up a week and a half ago, and it was our last day snow goose hunting a week and a half ago, 3 years ago. And we're just getting into the good snow goose hunting so far this year. It's been a tough one. Of course, Mother Nature has not been kind to us this year in South Dakota. Anybody that's listening that's been in South Dakota snow goose hunting this year, you know, it's been so you have good days and you have a lot of bad days. You wake up with snow on the ground, and that's just never a good thing. So, Jamie Dimon, our guest, Sporting Journal Radio, talking about all sorts of things, snow geese, snowmobiling. and snow disappearing and fishing the Rainy River. So maybe let's talk about the Rainy for a minute, Jamie. If people are thinking about making the trip up there, they should be thinking about doing it pretty soon, especially if they want to get into the walleye fishing. What do you tell people to bring if they're planning a Rainy River trip?
Basically, you know, depending on the current, you know, anything from 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce jigs, and sturgeon gear, basically what you use for catfish, a 2 to 3 ounce sinker with a 4-aught circle hook. I believe it's 4-aught. And, you know, for bait, we just use crawlers. And then for walleyes, dead shiners. And, you know, as the water dirties up too, another good thing is to put on a 4-inch paddle tail minnow, something really bright, something that makes some movement in the water, and that can really help too over live bait or over real bait when the conditions get real dirty.
And I do see a lot of guys throwing paddle tails or pitching jigs or whatever in the spring, it seems like, on the Rainy for big walleyes, and which is easy enough. And then fishing for sturgeon on the Rainy River, Jamie, is as simple as finding a hole, anchoring above it, and just throwing that big ball of frozen shiners and crawlers on that big hook down into the bottom, then even using like a fairly inexpensive catfish setup, right?
Yeah, catfish setup, a muskie setup, any bigger rod, you know, it's up to you, 25 to 50 pound test, and just anchor up and kick back for a while. And it's nice to do that even if you're walleye fishing, to take a break, eat some lunch. And if the conditions are bad where you can't control your boat, if it's real windy or something too, it's really nice to anchor up and do that.
Right. Now, you're getting your captain's license, right? Or did you get it? Or
yep.
You're getting
no,
it?
No, I'll be going up the 9th for that.
The 9th. Okay. So I was wondering, are you going to start guiding on the Rainy in the spring?
Oh, yes. That's why I'm getting it.
All right. Well, if people want to jump, you'll probably be booking trips for next year then?
Yep.
Or maybe this summer?
Maybe a few later this year, this summer. We can, you know, the river's good all winter all summer for sturgeon. So.
For sure. For sure. All right. Well, if people want to jump in the boat with you yet this year, maybe next year, or do some summer fishing around the Brainerd Lakes area, what do they need to do?
Just go to S&W Bait on Facebook or on our website, or S&W Guide Service, or look me up on Facebook, Jamie Dittman.
All right, Jamie, thank you very much.
Have a good one.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort, find out what's going on up on Devil's Lake, plus Doug Lear from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department will update us on all things North Dakota outdoors, and Joe Henry is up on the ice at Lake of the Woods. We've got a report from him on conditions. He's actually filming for a TV show. We'll find out who coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
Waterfowl Hunters. Waterfowl Hunters. If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season, you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfowl action possible. Take that plug out of your gun and chase snow with Mid-Migration Outfitters. Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfowl migration up close and personal. Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind. Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more. That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
Hey, anglers, looking for a destination where walleyes, fresh air, and fish fries are a way of life? Look no further than the famous waters of Lake of the Woods. From Bedette and the Rainy River to the main lake up to the northwest angle. Here, you'll enjoy the best walleye catch rate in the state. Maybe you'll pursue world-class sturgeon, pike, or muskie. Plus, you'll find lots of full-service resorts offering charter boats, delicious meals, and lots of Minnesota nice. Come experience the walleye capital of the world. Come experience Lake of the Woods. Catch the details at lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The Snow Bear fleet is on the ice every day at Hay Bale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Hay Bale Heights. Visit haybaleheights.com to book your trip today.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
All right, we're back on Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, or by subscribing to the podcast at iTunes. I'm in South Dakota, and now we're going to talk about Lake of the Woods with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, are you actually out on the lake right now?
As we speak, I'm in a fish house whacking walleyes and saugers and one crawdad.
So what kind of tech is that, like a slow jigging technique for crawdads? How do you catch those exactly, Joe?
You know, in this case, what it was is I was using a Rapala rip and wrap. And I set my line down, my rod down on the floor because my dead stick went off. And I was pulling in a fish on the dead stick. When I went to get my ripping wrap that was laying on the bottom of the lake, I lifted up, felt some weight, set the hook, thought it was a small fish. And come to find out, it's a large crawdad that grabbed onto my ripping wrap.
That's funny. I've caught those before like that. You got to wonder what exactly they're thinking as they're getting reeled up, you know, through the water column.
Well, and the thing is, they don't let go.
Right.
They hang on, you know, and, you know, kind of like Deadliest Catch, just on a much smaller scale.
Right. Well, catch enough of them and have a nice little boiled dinner.
You're right. In this case, we put the crawdad back, and it's down amongst that cold water swimming away. But well, I'll tell you right now, as we speak, we're on a pretty big ice cube. We're probably 4 feet of ice. We're out in a more nice warm fish house. Happen to be fishing out of Arneson's Rocky Point right now. And, you know, it's great. I mean, we got a bucket full of walleyes and saugers. It's pretty fun. There's some people pike fishing in the area. The pike are just starting to take off, but there's still a big ice cube out here, Brett.
Yeah, I bet a lot of those resorts aren't, I mean, I'm sure they're ready for a break. They've been working pretty hard for the last few months, but I bet they're not real happy about having to get their houses off the lake.
Yeah, you know, I think it's time for most of them. And, you know, Arneson's kind of has a unique situation where they drive right on the main lake, and it's nice. You know, every resort, based on where they are location-wise, is a little bit different. You know, if you're accessing, of course, the Rainy River is starting to deteriorate pretty quick. You know, some of the bays are starting to go a little bit quicker, yet they're still okay. And, you know, I always say this time of year, if you want to go ice fishing, there's definitely ice fishing to be had. Call your favorite resort and see what's going on and work through a resort. Not only are they going to keep you safe, but they can give you a line on where the fish are, save you some time. And, you know, we can have fish houses out through March 31st, but in the case of Arneson's, for instance, you know, they'll actually pull a fish house out behind one of their track rigs for you and set it up to daily. So there's a lot of good options yet.
Joe Henry, our guest, talking Lake of the Woods on Sporting Journal Radio. And I want to talk Rainy River here in a little bit because it sounds like one of the accesses opened up. So we'll talk about that. But let's talk about what you're doing. You're out there using a ripping wrap right now.
Yeah. So, you know, we're doing, you know, traditionally we do the one-two punch. And, you know, you jig one line and you dead stick another. And, you know, I was jigging a spoon with a minnow head, and that wasn't doing it. So I switched over to a small ripping wrap, which is it's a Rapala brand deal, small, shiny, you got a rattle in it. And when you rip it up, when you pull it up, it vibrates. And it's kind of a call lure. You know, you pull fish in with it, and, you know, some fish will hit the ripping wrap, and other fish will just kind of draw them in and slide over and hit your dead stick. And so, yeah, that seems to be working really well. We're using a smaller size. And, you know, quite honestly, the best bait we've used today is a dead stick. I mean, it's a live minnow with either a plain hook or I'm using a jigabit from Tom's Tackle in color of gold in that stained water. But those seem to be the best lures today. Every day is different. That's why you always have one jigging line and one dead stick line.
So are we going to get an idea of what you're catching, or are we going to have to wait to watch Midwest Outdoors?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll maybe put some stuff up on Facebook today, but otherwise you'll have to wait till next year to watch Midwest Outdoors in this one. And it's going to be in the can, but it's a good show, man. We've got nice walleyes, nice saugers. I think we got a sauger that was 17 and a half inches. We got a walleye. We didn't get any huge walleyes, but we got one over 21 and a half, and a lot of nice eaters. So it's been a fun day. And shoot, it's only mid-afternoon, and we got the half a day left yet.
You got Greg Jones with you? Because I think he's going to need to just buy his own residence up there, I think, pretty soon. We're at this little hotel in South Dakota, and we're flipping through the channels the other day, and all of a sudden, there it is. Sure enough, Joe Henry on Midwest Outdoors with Greg Jones summer fishing and catching piles of walleyes.
Well, Greg Jones does a nice job for us up here. And, you know, it's kind of cool because the show you saw, the summer show, it was one of those days, Brett, where, you know, we were out on a charter boat showing, you know, fishing on Lake of the Woods in the summer. And, you know, we were pulling harnesses, but there wasn't enough wind to drift. So the charter boat captain would have to kick the boat in gear and quick pull it out of gear. And then we'd, you know, kind of go fast and slow down. And then we'd kick it into gear and kick it out of gear. And we're working on the edge of some reefs on the edge of the no man's land in the mud. And it was one of those days where the sun, moon, and stars aligned. And I think we caught like five fish over 27 inches. I got a 30 and a half. I got a 28, a 27. I mean, it was just bonkers how many big fish we got that day. And we got all of our eaters. And, you know, it's one of those days that, you know, people sometimes, you know, Lake of the Woods gets a lot of attention as the walleye capital of the world. And that was one of those days that kind of defined why.
Yeah, it looked like you guys did pretty well. I know television gets edited down for time, and you probably fished all day or whatever, and it was, you know, there were only half-hour shows, but you guys looked like you were constantly catching fish out there.
We really were, and, you know, in that situation, I think we fished three-quarters of a day to get a show made, and, you know, you condense that stuff down to show a good show and everything else, but you still got to be in those fish, and, you know, it's also why we always talk about whether you're ice fishing or open-water fishing, you know, you want to fish a whole day because you don't know when the bites are going to come. You know, we sat here this morning for a couple hours and had a couple small saugers. And as the day went on, it actually got better in the afternoon, which, you know, Lake of the Woods and the stained water isn't all that uncommon.
Sure. Joe Henry, our guest, talking Lake of the Woods, Sporting Journal Radio. Before we let you go, of course, we got to talk about the Rainy River. We got a few minutes to talk about it here because there are people putting boats in on the Rainy now, right?
Oh, man, yeah, the Rainy River is game on. You know, a few days ago, the Birchdale Access, which is about 30 miles to the east of Bedette, the Birchdale Access popped open. So, you know, you can drop your boat in with a trailer in that access. That's at Nelson Park in Birchdale. And you know what? Initial reports are excellent. People are catching a lot of walleyes. They're catching big walleyes. And, you know, every single day, the river channel opens up more and more. And what happens is that Rainy River goes, the open water line goes from the east and moves west towards Bedette. So it's making progress. And, it's traditional spring fishing right now. You know, our spring walleye season goes through April 14th. So, you know, like we talked about before, but it's one of those really neat times up at Lake of the Woods where we're on one end of the lake out on 4 feet of ice. There's other people that are on boats east of Bedette whacking walleyes in the open water. It's a cool time up here.
So as we record this interview, which just happened to be on Wednesday, as of that time, how far up can people go on that river that you know of? And if somebody was thinking about going up there for the first time, what kind of conditions or what should they plan for? What should they expect to go up there?
Yep. So right off the bat, if you come up now, you know that there's going to be at least one access open, if not more, as that water creeps. Right now, the water is approximately, I want to say it's a mile or a little bit more than a mile to the east. To the west of Birchdale Access. So you got a good stretch of water you can fish. When you come up, you know, when you bring your boat and such, know that if there's only one access open, there might be a lot of boats and trailers there. You're going to have a little bit of patience. Dress warm. Dress like you're going to be ice fishing. Make sure that you have, you take your safety precautions. Wear a life preserver. You dress very warm. You know, you have a knife with you. If you'd ever anchor up and a nice chunk would float down and hit your anchor rope, you want to be able to cut that anchor rope. And just know your limits and be courteous to other boaters and have fun. I mean, it's spring fish and this is tradition. And the reason people do this is you got a chance of catching a 30, 31, 32 inch walleye. And you got a chance of catching a bunch of them because really what's happening right now is those walleyes coming from Lake of the Woods, they're running up the Rainy River to do their spawning deal. And they get condensed in a small area and it can be game on if you hit it right. And it's just a neat, neat time up here. You know, the DNR works with us in this deal. You know, the water is ice cold. It's not real deep. And it's typically a jig bite. Hence, the mortality rate of these walleyes that we catch is, you know, virtually nothing because of the cold, shallow water and the way we're fishing them. They also allow us to keep 2 eater fish per day. So you can't keep any big ones, but you can keep 2 fish per day under 19 and a half inches.
And that sounds perfect. A couple of fish to eat with a crack at a trophy fish, which realistically you get a big fish like that, you take a picture, you put it back, maybe get a replica made for the wall, and that's all I got to do. So if people, Joe, want to come up, they want to fish the Rainy, they want to spend a couple of days, or maybe, heck, they want to go out and do some ice fishing or both, I think that'd be fun to do an ice fishing / open water trip, and there's not many places in the world you can do something like that. If people want to do that, they can call a resort and find some lodging up there.
Absolutely. Plenty of lodging available right now. It's kind of an in-between season. And, there's places that'll take ice fishing yet. And there's certainly places you can stay if you want to pull your boat up and drop her in the river. And, what I would say is to keep up to date on a day-by-day basis, check our Facebook page out, which, of course, is Lake of the Woods Tourism. And, you know, the other thing you can do is check out our website for any kind of accommodations or, you know, we even have a part on the Rainy River, Brett, where you can see where all the accesses are. And we even have a map that shows the open water line day by day. And our website, of course, is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Very good, Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods. Thanks for being on Sporting Journal Radio.
Have a good day, everybody.
Waterfall Hunter.
Waterfall Hunters.
If you haven't experienced the heart-pounding excitement of the spring snow goose season,
you haven't seen the most thrilling waterfall action possible.
Take that plug out of your gun and chase snows with Mid-Migration Outfitters.
Plus, you'll get to see the spring waterfall migration up close and personal.
Hunts take place from mid-February through April. Now is the time to reserve your time in the blind.
Visit MidMigrationOutfitters.com for more.
That's MidMigrationOutfitters.com.
No matter how cold, no matter how much snow there is, the perch don't stand a chance.
Fish legendary Devil's Lake for their famous jumbo perch and walleye in the warm comfort of a snow bear at Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fishing for perch requires mobility, and you can't get more mobile than a fish house with tracks. The snow bear fleet is on the ice every day at Haybale Heights, and you could be too. Every winter requires a trip to Devil's Lake, and there's no better way to do it than in a snow bear at Haybale Heights. Visit HaybaleHeights.com to book your trip today.
The ice is strong and the bite is on. Welcome to the walleye capital of the world. Welcome to Lake of the Woods. With over 50 resorts and motels to stay at, Lake of the Woods is a winter destination trip that deserves to be on every angler's list. Bring the family too. Book a fully guided trip in a heated fish house or do it yourself. Don't leave the snowmobiles at home either. The Lake of the Woods area offers hundreds of miles of groomed trails to spend the day on. Come visit the walleye capital of the world. Come visit Lake of the Woods. Plan your trip at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
We are back on Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in across the Sporting Journal Radio Network, online at sportingjournalradio.com, or by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes. I'm Brett Amundson, and now we're going to head up to that big lake in North Dakota, Devil's Lake, with Lucas Mertens from Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. And Lucas, I'll tell you what, we've been, you know, in South Dakota watching this weather, watching the adult snow geese, and they have wanted to be up around Devil's Lake for a long time now, but because of this cold weather and all the ice up there, they haven't been able to get up there, so they've been kind of stranded at the northern edge of South Dakota, and they're just kind of starting to creep into North Dakota a little bit. But as somebody who does a lot of ice fishing and, of course, has a business involving ice fishing, I bet you don't mind all that ice on Devil's Lake right now.
No, I guess, you know, spring is it just doesn't want to quite get here yet. Winter's holding on tight. We have a lot of ice yet. Conditions are very safe. The bite is pretty decent right now, and it should only get better. Not very many times we get the ice fish into April, but from what we're seeing, I mean, I could see this going for another 2 weeks just with what the weather forecast looks like, maybe even 3 weeks ice fishing yet.
Wow. And of course, in North Dakota, your season doesn't close, so you can fish all the time. And if you're like us, you know, we're in South Dakota guiding snow geese, and I think it was three years ago, the memory came up on my Facebook feed. 3 years ago, we were done as of over a week ago. So over a week ago, 3 years ago, we were already done with our season. And I feel like things are just getting good here because of this. I'm not calling it spring. It's just late winter right now, Lucas.
Yeah, same conditions here. We had a couple nice days, and now we're going to go back down into the deep freeze. We're talking some really cold temperatures, going to, you know, tighten everything back up. And it just, with our lows, you know, being what they are, we just don't get a real good thaw each day. And it's just, you said, spring is just not here yet.
So you guys are still running around on snow bears up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the lake has definitely quieted down. So I guess anybody who's sitting around and can't get out into their fields. I know the farmers. I'm a farmer myself. We want to get out there and get going. But for anybody just sitting around, now is a great time to come up. The pressure is off these fish for the most part. Not as many people on the lake. The conditions are very, you know, very safe. We're pretty much kind of out there all by ourselves right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, and everybody's thinking about turkey season, or they're getting their boats ready for open water. It's almost like one of those mindset things. And, you know, people always ask us about the snow goose migration. When's the best time to book? When is it this? When should we do this? When should we come? And it's like, hey, you can't control Mother Nature. I mean, you can say, yeah, this time to this time historically has been around the right time, but it changes. It fluctuates every year. And sometimes when you want the best conditions, sometimes you have to be able to go at the drop of a hat. And I bet right now, perch fishing is just going bonkers up there, Lucas.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a stall the last week or so. But the last few days, the numbers have definitely picked up. And the walleye bite is good. So anybody who just can jump in the pickup and go, it's a great time to come up and do that. And yeah, I usually tell people, you know, anything after the 15th or 20th of March, you know, you're kind of on borrowed time. But this year, I mean, like I said, we could probably go another 3 weeks.
That's nuts. Lucas Mertens from Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake joining us here on Sporting Journal Radio. So if people want to take a trip, I know it's hard to take a trip at the drop of a hat, but there are people out there that can do it. And if people have been thinking about a trip to Devil's Lake, right now may be the best time to do it, because when you start looking forward to open water season, you guys are pretty booked up in the early part of open water season, aren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. We got a little bit of time left in May. Our June is completely full, and we just have a little bit of time left in July. So a lot of people coming up this summer to do some fishing, a lot of people camping, and it looks like it's going to be a real busy year up on Devil's Lake again.
So how often do, like in the summertime, when people come and stay at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort, is it mostly guided, or do some do it themselves? Can they come up and stay at your place with their own boats, or what normally do you get?
Oh, there's a good split on both. A lot of guys will bring their own boats, and Devil's Lake is a lot easier to fish in the summer than it is in the winter. When you think about drilling that one hole in the ice and trying to have a fish below you, sometimes it's a daunting task. But when you can get out and move in your boat, Devil's Lake is a very easy body of water. Anywhere from throwing crankbaits to jigging, to trolling spinners, to slip bobbers, all those techniques can work in the same day. So it makes Devil's Lake very versatile on how you want to fish.
So when you get a chip for your electronics in the summertime when you're fishing Devil's Lake, do they, you know, a lot of times you'll, when you go to different lakes, there'll be a name for a certain reef or, you know, for a certain, you know, bowl or basin or a deep, steep drop off or something like that. When you look at your electronics on Devil's Lake and you got the lake chip in there, does it say Johnson's Barn? You know, does it tell, point out some of the old man-made structure that's underwater up there?
Oh yeah, you can look at those maps and kind of see that. And I would say overall, the general public or the resort owners seem like are a lot more willing to share their information in the summertime, just because it's a lot easier to get out on those fish versus in the wintertime. You know, everybody's kind of the spot on the spot a lot of times, and the guys get pretty protective of their stuff. You know, people work hard for their ice fishing spots, and in the summertime it seems like that laxes off a little bit, so everybody's a little bit more just, you know, kind of tell you exactly where to go to catch fish.
Lucas Mertens, our guest. He's with Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort on Devil's Lake in North Dakota. And I watched a TV show one time, Lucas, where guys were fishing late summer. I mean, it was like the dog days, August. It was hot out. And they were pitching jigs into shallow water and catching walleye after walleye. And that goes against everything I ever learned about late catching walleyes in late summer, where you got to go to 30 feet of water and fish real slow. I was shocked to see them catching fish late summer like that up there.
Yeah, that's very true. I got people who come up and it can be middle of August and they pitch crankbaits and they do very well. And the group in the next cabin, they'll be pulling bottom bouncers and they did well. And the next group did lead core out in that 30 feet of water and they did well. So that's just the nice thing about Devil's Lake in the summer is however you want to do it, it can be done.
And June is pretty busy for you. July, you got some openings. And then August, if people want to take a summer trip to Devil's Lake, the fishing is pretty good. You still have some openings in August for them?
Oh, yep. August is starting to fill up now, but it's still a great time to fish. I would say for number-wise, August is great. I mean, you go out and catch 100 a day if you really put your mind to it.
Well, it's Devil's Lake. It's perch and walleyes in the winter, and perch. And do you find the occasional perch in the summertime up there?
Yeah, we do. I typically seem like I'll find them if I'm out that deeper water. You'll latch onto a nice perch, and not a lot of people target them, but we don't. I don't know. It just But they, we do catch a few, and the later you get into the fall, guys will start targeting them. Up in that, that September, October time, a guy can catch a nice perch out of the boat.
What about big pike? Do you go after them in the summer? And is there anybody using maybe tip-ups here for late ice for big pike?
Yeah, tip-ups would be real good for the pike right now. It seems like people kind of get tired of the pike. They get so aggressive in the spring that, a lot of times you'll catch five pike to your one walleye if you're throwing crankbaits. So pike really get aggressive in that early, May, June. And then they kind of, slack off and it just goes normal the rest of the year.
Well, Lucas Mertens, Hay Bale Heights, if people want to book a trip either next week to go do some ice fishing or during the summer, what do they need to do?
They can call me direct, 701-351-3130. They can check out our Facebook page or they can go to haybaleheights.com.
Thank you very much. Now for more on North Dakota and what's happening outdoors, let's check in with Doug Lear.
The stats from last year's North Dakota deer hunting season have been tabulated. Hi, this is Doug Lear with your weekly North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. A total of about 49,000 North Dakota deer hunters took approximately 30,000 deer during the 2017 deer gun hunting season, according to a postseason survey. Game and Fish made available 54,500 deer gun licenses last year. Overall hunter success was 61%, with each hunter spending an average of 4.4 days in the field. Hunter success for antlered white-tailed deer was 66%, and antlerless whitetail was 61%. Mule deer buck success was 83%, and antlerless mule deer was 86%. Hunters with any antlered or any antlerless licenses generally harvest white-tailed deer, as these licenses are predominantly in units with mostly whitetails. Buck hunters had a success rate of 63%, while doe hunters had a success rate of 60%. Game and Fish issued about 13,400 gratis licenses in 2017, and about 11,500 hunters harvested approximately 6,060 deer for a success rate of 53%. A record 28,481 archery licenses were issued in 2017. In total, 23,000 bow hunters harvested 8,900 deer for a success rate of 39%. The department is in the process of determining recommendations for licenses in 2018. The proclamation will be sent to the governor's office for approval in late April. In addition to harvest rates and winter aerial surveys, the department monitors a number of other factors to determine license numbers. That is this week's North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outdoors Report. I'm biologist Doug Lear.
You've been listening to Sporting Journal Radio, the Midwest's radio home for the outdoors, on the Sporting Journal Radio Network. To listen to this show again, get the latest hunting and fishing news and more, visit sportingjournalradio.com.